Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, I have Auntie Janet. And I have Hubert.
Vera? It's
yes.
Auntie Janet, please. Denise and Stacey, what we're doing, we're going to listen in on the first half, and we're going to have to leave on the second part. So we're going to,
what did you say now?
I said Aunt Marie, Denise, and AC, we're going to be on the first part. But after the first part, we're going to have to leave. We're going to have to close down.
Okay. You said Denise?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on, please. Okay. Are you there, Reddy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Denise and Stacy, we're all going to say hello to you. Hi, Reda.
Hi.
And
how you doing?
Hey, Reda.
Okay.
Hi, Auntie Marie.
How are you?
I'm great, and you?
Good.
Great. So,
Reda,
what we're going to do is just listen in, okay? We're going to listen.
You're just going to be a listener tonight? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and that goes for you, Denise, and Auntie Marie.
Yes, I just want to let you know that we are on, but we are listening.
Okay. All right, sound great.
Okay.
I'm glad you guys are here tonight.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, let's see here. We have some other callers to join in. I have Mom.
Yeah.
And Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And good evening. And Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Good evening. Mm-hmm. Good evening. Okay, I'm going to do a roll call, and then here we're going to come and read out of numbers for us. I have Auntie Janet, Hubert, Denise, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, and Mom, and myself. Okay, Hubert, you want to go ahead and pick up reading the numbers while we're waiting for others to join in?
Yes, I'm reading from number 16, starting at verse 36. The Lord said to Moses, send Elijah, son of Aaron, the priest, to take the census out of the smoldering land and gather the coal from distant away, and the census are holy. The census of the men who sinned had the cost of their lives. Hammer the census into sheets to overlay the altar, for they were presented before the Lord and have become holy. Let them be a sign to the Israelites. So Elijah, the priest, collected the bronze censers bought by those who had burnt them up, and he had them hammered out to overlay the altar, as the Lord directed him through Moses. This was to remind the Israelites that no one, except a descendant of Aaron, should come to burn incense before the Lord, or he would become like Korah and his followers. The next day, the whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. You have killed the people, they said. But when the assembly gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron and turned toward the tent of meeting, suddenly the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. Then Moses and Aaron went to the front of the tent of meeting, and the Lord said to Moses, get away from this assembly so I can put an end to them at once. And they fell face down. Then Moses said to Aaron, take your censer and put incense in it, along with the fire from the altar, and hurry to the assembly to make atonement for them. Wrath has come out from the Lord. The plague has started. So Aaron did as Moses said and ran into the midst of the assembly. The plague had already started among the people, but Aaron offered the incense and made atonement for them. He stood between the living and the dead, and the plague stopped. But 14,700 people died from the plague, in addition to those who had died because of Korah. Then Aaron returned to Moses at the entrance of the tent of meeting, for the plague had stopped. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Numbers. Don't think we had any new callers to join in. So, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we enter into your courts with praises. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love. We ask that you order our steps and lead and guide us. Father God, we ask that you remove anything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight and allow us to hear your wonderful words, and help us to be doers of your words in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, all right. We're going to go ahead and get started with the meeting, and I will go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of the workers and say true love never fails. Love can always conquer whatever discord brings. Love can always cover a multitude of things. Don't you underestimate what love can ever do. For love is God eternal, and his love can renew. What is cold and lifeless now lost all hope and died? For love can bring new meaning and give it back a new life. Please don't give up on love when it seems that it is all lost. For there is always hope if we prepare to pay the cost. For love is always worth it, no matter how much the price. For love will be much stronger when we trust in Jesus Christ. So let God have full reign. Let him live within your heart. Then you will know true love. For this he will impart. Love is patient. Love is kind. Through Jesus Christ, love you will find. Love does not envy. It's not puffed up. Seek him with your heart, and he will fill your cup. Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, but kindly to others. For this God has shown love bears, believes, hopes, and doeth all things. Give love to all, and blessings God brings. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the time you can, to all the people you can, as long as you can. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Joshua 23:1-16, and the subject is a legacy of obedience. One of the most difficult tasks in life is to perform an assignment or do a job falling in the footsteps of a powerful and successful person. Such persons create legacy laid with heavy expectation. Few people can pick up and carry such a weight without feeling burdened beyond their ability. If there was anyone who certainly had the right to feel overburdened, it was Joshua. Moses had created very large footsteps for him in which to follow. But like Moses, before him, Joshua became successful and powerful because he obeyed God. His obedience to God characterized his leadership. At the end of his life, he called all the people of Israel together and reminded them of what God had done for him and for them. God had fought battles for them and would continue to do so. Only one thing was required of them, obedience to God. Like Moses before him, Joshua left a great legacy that also had only one real expectation. So be very careful to love the Lord your God. That's Joshua 23:11. For any Christian and for all in Christian service, this is the only real expectation on which we need to focus. To love and obey God. And true Christian leadership will always make this the center of its focus. The wonder is this simple expectation is that if we are obedient like Joshua, God will do through us far beyond what we think we can accomplish. This is God-given legacy. And a good and God-given lesson never weigh us down, but give energy to run the race. Afresh, maybe you are about to begin a new task. Follow in the footsteps of someone else, or just continue to fight the good fight of faith. Where you are, just remember this: the primary expectation that you must meet is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will read from Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly accepted unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So as we have many members in one body, all the members have not the same office. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having the gift different according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let him prophesy according to the proportion of his faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministry. He that teaches on teaching, he that on exhorting, let him exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that rule with diligence, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, a heart that what is evil, plead to that what is good. Be kind and affectionate to one another, with brother in love, in honor, preferring one another. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Romans. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming from 1 Kings chapter 9.
I'm sorry, where? What book?
1 Kings chapter 9.
Amen.
Amen.
Solomon had finished building the temple of the Lord and the royal palace and had achieved all he had desired to do. The Lord appeared to him a second time as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. The Lord said to him, I have heard the prayer and plea you have made before me. I have consecrated this temple which you have built by putting my name there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. As for you, if you walk before me in integrity, in heart and uprightness, as David your father did, and do all I command and observe my decrees and laws, I will establish your royal throne over Israel forever, as I promised David your father when I said you shall never fail to have a man on the throne of Israel. But if you or your son turn away from me and do not observe the command and decrees I have given you and go off to serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel from the land I have given them and will reject this temple I have consecrated for my name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading here. Okay, let's see here. We have reached a part of our program where we recognize our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our sick and shut-ins. Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Uncle Dave, Uncle Olive, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, the Laitler family, the Allen family, the Verner family, the Lowe's family, the Hurd family, Drellin family, the Simmons family, the Cody family, the Williams family, the McClure family, the Moore family, Charlie and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Carlos and the Wells family, the Franklin family, Ruth Edwards, Dwight, Tawana and family, the Peters family, the Browns family, Vanessa and family, SMA and family, the Ross family, Liddy and family, Desert Kendrick and family, the Johnson family, the Rita and family, Marianne and family, Eric Bryan, Tony Malachi, DeMarcus, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you cover our sick and shut in the precious blood of Jesus and cleanse them of all illness and diseases that lurks within them. Father God, we thank you for all that you do for us, and we thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for making us whole again. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays, and I'm looking at the week of July 8th through the 14th. And then we have Auntie Wallene's birthday on the 10th. That's the only one I have.
Yeah. Angie didn't give me her list, so I don't know what she had in her mind.
Okay, so I have Auntie Wallene down for a birthday for this week. Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song, please?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen, amen.
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 Any more. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. We have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or more Bible verses. And I forgot to mention to everyone that Angela in her book club meeting. So I'm Loretta is your host, and may God bless her book club tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. I will start out with Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read part of Psalm 51, but first I want to tell you that Shirley, she's not with us tonight. She have both of her aunts are sick, one in the hospital, so she's been running, taking care of them. She said, will you lift them up in prayer, her aunts?
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information, Auntie.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read part of Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy mother too of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and clean me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, and thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou dearest truth in the inward part, and the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hypocrisy, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the joy and gladness, that the bone which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing that out of Psalms, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. Next I'll go to Hubert. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
You know, I'll also be coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, for his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yieldeth fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatsoever he does prosper. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, I will go next, and first I would like to thank Denise for joining us tonight. She's a listener. And to welcome back Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet, and Auntie Marie. We really appreciate you guys being here tonight. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen, amen. Okay, I am coming from the Red Prayer Book. And I'm reading about prayer for mind cleansing and clarity. And it goes on to say, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, to wash over our mind with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destined for our lives. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that needs to be shut, whether it be spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that needs to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and every person that we're praying for today clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see here. Next I go to Auntie Betty. Nope, Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of the upper room. And the subject is focus, but I'm coming out of Matthew 6:25-34. Seek first your Heavenly Father kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. While I was sitting on the couch visiting with my grandson, who had just finished his first semester of college, my five-year-old granddaughter brought me a book so I could read her a bedtime story. For a few minutes, I continued to listen to my grandson tell of college life. But growing impatient, my granddaughter finally said, "Grandma, focus. We all have a good laugh." And then I read the story. As I reflect on this the next day, I realized that listening to my grandson had been good, but at some point it was time for my focus to change to someone else good, something else good. I wondered about the number of times that God might want to take hold of my arm and say, "Ruth, focus. I am often busy with worthwhile activities. Take care of my family, teaching classes at church, and volunteer for other projects in the church and the community. Sometimes I am so busy that I skip my devotion and quiet time with God. I approach my day with an agenda that leaves out God. I believe that priority time with God is what God meant when he said to seek first the kingdom. Each of us can ask, is this where God wants me at this moment? Putting our relationship with God first gives us the best possible perspective in life." And the prayer said, "Dear God, help us to quiet down and make time for you so that we can put our focus where you want it to be." And the thoughts of the day said, "What is God asking me to focus on today?" Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing that reading out of the upper room with us, Mom. Next I go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I have a song and a praise report. I have another great-great-granddaughter. I have 10 great-grandchildren.
Oh, how many?
10.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, 10. Great-great-grand.
All right.
Great. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Praise the Lord.
That's like, what, four generations right there?
One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time, God has allowed us to sing together. One more time, yeah, one more time,
one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to serve together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. We have reached a part of our program where, let's see, we're getting ready for the closing prayer. But is there anything anyone would like to share with us before we go into the closing prayer?
Amen.
Mom, can you do the closing prayer for us tonight, please?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say thank you for allowing us to listen in. And it's been such a blessing to us. Next week, rather this weekend, we'll be traveling to Alabama. So we ask your prayers for our safe travel. And we will see you, I think, a week after next. God bless you to all of you. Love you very much. And thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody say good night.
Good night. Good night. We love you.
Love you guys.
Have a safe trip. We love you. Okay, let's see here. Mom, are you prepared to do the closing prayer for us tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Matthew 6 on the Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And once again, we would like to thank Denise, Auntie Maria, and Auntie Janet for joining in with us. And we're praying for traveling mercy. And also, we need to do extra prayer for Sister Shirley and her auntie. May God give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America and other nations, and bless our prayer line. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you, and good night.
Love
good
you.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, good night. Night. Have a blessed week.
Say, I just want to hear you. Okay. 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 Okay.
Danella Tim would like to lead us with you for the week. And we go on to say, Heavenly Father, giver of all good things, fill our heart with love for you and for others. Forgive the arrogance that creeps into us. Help us to be palatable and to seek your guidance and direction. May everyone have a blessed week. From the Nellis family, we say good night. Love you all.